Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees.
KCH VFQ. Good morning.
0800 hours. Clear. 38 degrees.
That's right.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 40 degrees.
Whiskey Golf Hotel Zulu, Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha. VAWT is clear.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Clear. 43 degrees.
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha.
Having me take a different route home than it brought me in.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, it's having me
don't
take this to
AI.
Elizabeth to Huron. So it's, and it had me take, it had me take Square Lake. Interestingly, this is Waves. Interestingly, it took me to Middle Belt on Square Lake, which is kind of cool. And then up, but okay, having me go up and over now.
Huh, weird. I wonder what it's having you go around. I'm trying to think. I haven't been over in that particular area for a little bit.
Yeah, and don't forget, Waze will send you 10 miles out of the way to save 30 seconds. So sometimes you have to be double check it.
Yeah, I don't normally run Waze. Today I just said, you know what, I'm going to try Waze. So here I is. But no, it's sending me up to Elizabeth and over to 59. And so I'm guessing it'll just have me run that across to 75. But once I'm on 59, I may take that right over to Rochester and go to Nino's, buy some produce.
Tim was just there a couple days ago.
Every time I don't believe the GPS, it bites me in the butt.
I have had that experience. That's why I tend to listen, but I'm with Phil. I don't necessarily trust Waze. I usually use Google Maps.
Well, don't get me wrong. I trust Waze. I feel like... You just said that when I disagree with it, I'm usually sorry. But you have to be, like I said, you have to be careful. Sometimes I look at it and say, you know, is this really what I want to do? And if you're really in a hurry and you want to save that extra minute or two, yeah, do it. But a lot of times it pulls me out of the routes and says, you know, all right, you arrive 5 minutes later and it's 10 miles shorter. Well, if I'm not in a hurry, I'll choose that one. But if you do want the fastest route, you can't beat it.
See if I got it.
I do. I'm going to be out of here in a second. I just heard you guys in there and figured I'd say good morning to everybody. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Sean. I first get to who the other one was. So whoever the one I didn't mention, go ahead and pick it up, and I'll be gone. So you guys have a good day.
Well, you have a good day, too. And hey, Dan, I have Steve here. And I am just about home as well, so I will make this my last. Enjoyed breakfast. Looking forward to the next one. I think I'm going to be up here for another couple of weeks longer than I anticipated. It doesn't look like I'm leaving town till sometime in January now, so maybe we'll get one more in before I head south. So. Anyhow, catch you later. Have a good and go Lions. N8NM Mobile.
Yeah, I'm back in my driveway now to KPR. Good breakfast, guys.
Yum. And I am not backing into my driveway. Mobile on eastbound Huron / 59. W8FU.
WAZDL.
Later, Walter. Don't tell me what to do.
Good morning, 1100 hours, clear, 45 degrees.
N1KRD Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, clear, 47 degrees.
WDAKLO. WDAKLL from KFAEDQ. How are you doing today? Hey, well, hello, Mike. How you doing? I'm just getting here ready to watch the Lions game. What are you up to today? Roger, roger. I just got home from walking dogs, and we did a return at Staples. I got to run over to the Spectrum store at some point to exchange some equipment, and I'm going to drop off some straw bales at the shelter since I'm going back there. The Spectrum store and the shelter are basically right next door to each other, so I got to head back out there later. I got to winterize my boat. That is next on the list. I'm going to winterize my boat, and then what time do the Lions play? Because I'll probably sit down and watch that, maybe take a nap. I don't know. Yeah, Roger that. The Lions, they're on at 1 today. You haven't winterized your boat yet. Wow. Yeah, we've had a couple of good nights that were down. Yeah, not too bad, but I guess it's time for sure. Yeah, I know I'm overdue. I meant to do that. Like a couple of weeks ago, obviously before it got down to 20 degrees, but I know late is better than never, so yeah, I'm always late to the game on the, which I don't do much to winterize my boat. I just take the battery out and exchange the lower end oil, put some fresh stuff in so it doesn't freeze in there in case there's any water got in there. But, I haven't not winterized my boat. It's, if I had a garage, I'd get just stored in, it would be less of a big deal, but I don't have that. And, I think it's a 1990 Bayliner. Just a crummy little cruising boat. Yeah, I got a Mariner 50 on there. And that thing is like a tank. It's been nothing but super reliable for me. So, yeah, I try to take care of it as best I can.
Oh, okay. So you got an inboard outboard. Yeah, I've got a... Or you got an outboard. I've got an inboard outboard. And I always used to... When I got late in the season, I used to throw a drop light down in the engine compartment, and that would keep it warm enough until I got to it. But I've been putting the cover on with about 2 inches of snow on my boat before, so, and that was right around Halloween, so I try to get it in right after Labor Day. Back to you.
Roger. Yeah, I've gone camping. I've used it into November before, so that's kind of why, I'm running a real thin line because there's the line of going out and camping still. Like, if it was going to get up to 60 degrees on a weekend and not rain or anything, like, I might go camping in November, depending on the weather. But that didn't really happen. It kind of just got too cold too fast. So that's why I'm behind the game on the winterizing. But, you've been spinning the dial lately. 20 meters has been open. I've been monkeying around. I was doing sidebands on Friday. I ran into a net. I checked into the net. I had no idea what it was. It was Ole Miss. The Ole Miss net. I don't know if you're familiar. But I got thrown into the rotation and... didn't really know what I had stumbled upon, and then they had me throw myself up for grabs, and I did that a couple of times. That was pretty fun. So now I had a blast on sideband, so then I figured I'd try my hand at V8, and that seems to work pretty good too.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's a lot of fun, I think. HF, I spend 90% of my time on HF and really, really enjoy it. I had no idea. I had all these awards. I just been logging my contacts, and one day I looked in the logbook and it said awards, and I clicked on it, and I started looking at them all, and there was about four that I had already achieved, but I just needed to submit them. So I'm about, I think I'm four states away from all 50 states, so that's my next one. I've been hunting the POTUS stations. I need Hawaii, Nevada, Nebraska, Vermont, and Alaska to get all 50.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I'm looking forward to trying it out some more. I'm already kicking around the idea of buying another radio in all mode. Radio, kind of like what you got in a 991, or I'm eyeing up the Optima, the Azu STX-1 Optima, and I might have to save up for that one. So I'm thinking about running, I have, because I was just on a buying spree on Gigaparts a couple months ago, I bought a 20 meter double bazooka from Radio Waves. So I was thinking if I could hook that up to my 891 and run FT8 on it as if it were like an appliance, and then I would have an all mode hooked up to my vertical along with the dual band that's hanging off the side of the house, and I'd have a pretty sweet setup. One spot that does my dual band and HF activities. But yeah, I'll have to save up for it. that sucker is like $2,000.
Yeah, WVA I looked at that. I've been looking at other HF rigs, but I got to be honest with you, I am really happy with this 991A. It's been my first rig, and as you had mentioned, it's the they call it the shack in the box, so I can do UHF, VHF, C4FM, HF, 100 watts, and then I just bought that amplifier, and I've been having a ball with that, pushing through pile-ups and stuff, so yeah, it's all good. As soon as you get on 10-meter, you're going to have a ball.
I'm set up for 10-meter, and this is KFA-EDQ for radio ID. I'm set up for 10-meter, and I've thrown my call sign out, not a ton on 10-meter, but the thing about it is I don't have much confidence in throwing my call sign out on a band if I don't hear anything else out there, because I'm thinking, well, maybe it's just not fantastic, and so really the only thing I go off of is I look up the solar activity forecast, and I thought that 10 meter was pretty much closed, but so I've been sticking to 20, and I love it on 20. It's fantastic. Those pileups when I was in that net, and I was putting up my call sign and throwing myself up for grabs, and they were talking me through it. They're like, there's going to be a pileup. But yeah, there's some people, like there'd be a huge mumble of pileup, and then one person would just ring through the entire thing. I thought that was pretty neat, like even though they were in Florida. Yeah, that was cool. So, all right. Yeah, I just want to talk, share my excitement my recent excitement with the HF stuff, because I finally plugged the antenna in back in and turned it on and started spinning the dial and doing a little bit of talking, and that is really fun. So I'm we'll have to right now I got my 891 set up for FT8, so I don't know how much undoing of that I have to do in order to start doing sideband again, so I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not up on the FT8 yet. I've not went down that rabbit hole yet, but I don't know as if I ever will, but I'm really on the HF stuff. But right now, 10 meters has been down. We had a geomagnetic storm here about a week and a half ago, and it really screwed up just about all the bands, but 20 is good today. If you go to the World Radio League app, I think I told you about that, they've got a band conditions tab, and they'll tell you the AK and solar flare index and all that, but starting to follow that. But if you're on 10 meters and you don't hear anything, it's probably shut down. It has been, it's open right now a little bit. This morning I was on it, but nowhere near as it's been 2 weeks ago.
Interesting. So when I search for like radio conditions, I come across there's current PAM radio conditions, current radio propagation conditions, resource for current band conditions. There's a DX view, QSL. I can you repeat that website so I can make a note of it? I'll write it. I'll put it in my phone right away.
Yeah, it's World Radio League. I'm actually a member of both QRZ and World Radio League. So when I log into World Radio League, it automatically updates my QRZ page. But World Radio League is awesome software. I mean, they got spotting where you can, click on the spotting tab and you can hunt all the POTA guys and all that. But very, very good software program for logging contacts.
Yeah, Roger. On FT8, they make it super easy. It's just a log file that you upload to QRZ, and it automatically does all that. Like, I'm just figuring that out. So I opened up a log book through the end of the year, and I'm just going to keep updating that. And if I end up doing it a lot, I'll probably have like a monthly log book. I don't know. But the FT8 makes it super easy. But I am trying to figure out a way to log QRZ log book entries in a better way. There's got to be a better way than how I'm doing it right now, because like doing it by hand is kind of not fantastic. It'd be better if you could like set a default or a default band or like some default settings rather than going through and setting all that up. And I'm still not an expert on how to give people a good signal report. I got to read up more on that, and so I become a little bit more knowledgeable. But you can only tell so many people that they're 5'9" before you want to be more accurate.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, the signal reports sometimes are, I don't know, I don't go by them too much, but since I got this app amplifier, I've got a couple of 5'9" plus 20s. You know, here in the States, but that's pushing 400 watts, so it's been fun.
Yeah, I seem to be getting out pretty good, like, on 20 meters, on Friday it was. They were down in Mississippi, down south, and whatnot, and they said I was coming in loud and clear on 100 watts. And I seem to be making contacts on FT8s of like between 600 and 1,000 miles away, like very, very reliably. Good signals and whatnot. So I don't know. The antenna seems to be working is basically what I'm saying. I'm pretty happy with it. So, all right, man. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go play with my boat for the next 10, 15 minutes, and then I'm going to sit down and watch a little bit of the Lions game before I have to run more errands. So it's always a pleasure talking to you, Greg. WD8KLL from KFA-EDQ. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Mike. Good luck with that boat. Good chatting with you. We'll chat with you later. Go Lions. KFA-EDQ, WD8KLL. We're clear.
K4ZYQ from WI8X.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 50 degrees.
Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey Tango Alpha.
W8BD.
NADBF W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 51 degrees.
KVAQLY, listening.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 50 degrees.
And it'll be you, keep it up, Sevier.
From you.
Sorry, I'm laying in the attic in the boys' new house and my stomach trying to suck up old blown insulation so we can pull the ceiling down.
Okay, I can't understand a word you're saying. It's all coming through. Womp, 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 womp.
I pulled my mask down. Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, audio quality is not very good. But yeah, I hear you.
KD8FWR, this is KD8RHB, good copy, over.
Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, D2, Macomb County, checking in.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, roger, I got you on the list, you are sounding good here. Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call K88RHB. Thank you. Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. If you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call KAD8RHB.
Thank you.
Hotel Bravo. The Michigan Amateur Radio Club of Terry Cornett.
Operating
WSA, we do have a little bit of good. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar, November, roger. Yes, a little bit. Right now we got seven of us here checked in so far. One was in and out, over.
Okay, roger. I have good read about it. The QRM will probably die down.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call K88REQ.
Copy Whiskey India 8X ray WI8X Wing Chun.
Station with an X ray, will you say you're calling in over here?
WI8X, Wayne County.
Okay.
100 hours. Clear. 46 degrees.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. The last station calling, ending in India. One more time, give me your call.
India 8 X-ray, WI8X.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo.
All right, thank you, speaking to Whiskey India 8.
And then I rogered November 8, November Oscar Romeo. Got the edit on the list.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Taking check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call.
Here is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Over.
Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, roger. Alright, here we go. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near the frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. Now, this net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OPSCOM in Michigan, including ARIES, NCS, and SkyOne. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, XCS officials, assistants, and representatives from your group. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, November 8 Hotel Echo Echo, in and out, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie, Whiskey Alpha 8 Mike Charlie Delta, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November, Whiskey India 8 X-ray, November 8, November Oscar Romeo, and Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. Other stations, please call.
KB8RAC, this is Whiskey Alpha 8, Alpha Bravo Victor, Ohio.
The station just calling, ending in Victor, your call again, over?
Yeah, that's Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta, Bravo Victor, we're in Ohio.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Delta Bravo Victor, roger. I got you on the list. Thanks for checking in and joining us today.
Other stations, please call.
This is Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha 10 County. You're good readable.
Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha, roger. You are also good readable. Next station, please call. Alright, we got quite the roster already. We have 15 folks checked in, so we'll go ahead and get started. Kilo, Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, go ahead with your comments.
Alright, good afternoon everyone. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. As Brett said, I'm operating WSADOC today. We just came off of the FEMA Region 5 off on that. We had 84 check-ins, pretty good conditions on 60 and 40 this afternoon. So it turned out to be a pretty good night overall. Brett, thank you for taking that control this afternoon. Do appreciate that. I don't have very much on the calendar this week. In fact, I have very little on the calendar this week, especially Oxcom-wise. There's nothing. And so I do have to pick up a turkey tomorrow, but that's a different story. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving and the week ahead here, and stay safe and stay healthy. A reminder that we do not have a net next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We will meet again in 2 weeks, so enjoy the time off next weekend. And with that, this is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, back to net.
All right, very good, Matt. Thanks for your comments. Great job on the FEMA Region 5 net from the EOC. Good to hear you. I myself don't have much to add. I did get to do a podcast with our locally where I'm at, and it was regarding, most of it was regarding emergency communications and volunteering and being part of what the outdoor warning sirens are all about. So that was pretty fun, about 20 minutes. So that was the extent of my funds last week. But so we'll go ahead and get started here at the top of the list. November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform. What are your comments?
OBU, you're up. Sorry, I got covered by the interference out there. Nothing new here, just riding along. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll be home alone, so I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I'll go get a keg of beer or something. All right, you guys take care. I'll be monitoring if I'm needed. Then it'll be you.
All right, so very good. Thank you for getting things set up for us today. Appreciate it as always. Next station is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo Delta. Jim.
Hi, KDNRC is the next. This is KJVD, named again, ECRF, Washtenaw County. Thanks for picking up the net, Brett. Appreciate that. And also wish everyone out there a happy Thanksgiving. And it looks like the weather may be reasonably good, which is always nice to travel. And safe travels to everybody out there. On the local front, in terms of what's going on here, the local Aero Club is in the process of acquiring one of the Region 2 South trailers, and we'll turn that into a communication trailer for general use for the county, which is good news. And I haven't heard of anything to do to help. Let me know if this works. I can generally make it fit. Big enough hammer, big enough saw, away we go. Anyway, that's about it for us. And so, like I said, we're all kind of moving into that long winter's nap. So, once again, thanks for taking that. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo Delta.
All right. Very good, Jim. Thank you for your comments and checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you. Next, then we'll do a standby. Next is Kilo Bravo 8. Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Jeff, you're up. KD8FWR, Jeff.
He's obviously in a bad place.
All right, welcome back. Next, we'll go ahead and take a standby. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Is there any station wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Please call. Okay, hearing none, back to the list. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, you're up.
Thank you, Brett. This is Tim, NAWRO, one of the AECs in Macomb County. Well, we have good news. We've got word that we've received our 501c3 nonprofit status. So we're all, of course, very happy to hear about that. Last Thursday also was our training session at the MISD building on Garfield Road. We had a mock Skywarn session with a total of 21 members and guests present. We not only did the normal Skywarn drill, but we did training for the MICON key station duties as well. It was a full house in that classroom, and we quite enjoyed that training. The FCC is back up, so the postcard recruitment project is back in full motion again. Hopefully we can get some more members. I'm on the VHF repeater in Mount Clemens, so I'd like to thank Mike and Jeff and all at Central Michigan for providing that link, as always. Happy Thanksgiving to all. This is NHWRO Macomb County, back to KD8RHB. Thanks, Brett.
All right, very good, Tim. That's great news on your 501c3 status. That's always great, and it should open up some doors for you guys, so good deal. Thanks again for checking in. All right, next station, the Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Charlie Delta. Gary, you're up.
KDRHB.
Really don't have anything further than that today, Brett. I'm not aware of much has happened, and, certainly in the last week. So I checked in here and wish everybody a great holiday, and hope to talk to you soon. Back to you, Brett, KDRHB, WAUW.
All right, very good, Gary. Good to hear you this afternoon. Thanks for checking in. I always appreciate you joining us here.
Next station is Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November.
It's been a fantastic day. I always love it when I see sun out here and Central Michigan here, and anything but even the bad weather, I tell you. It's been a blessing here for sure. So other than that, I don't have anything really for you. I have been doing emergency radio service for a little while here, just a little bit over 2 years. So this is a great program in which we can enjoy and just see how everybody's doing. So I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy all the food and turkey. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. This is KDHABN, back to KDHRHB.
All right, very good. I'm glad you are glad you're in our emergency communications. 2 years, that's good. Just keep growing with it, and appreciate you doing what you do. It takes a team, so thanks again. Have a good evening. Next station, Whiskey, India 8 X-ray. Chris.
Again, with no traffic, just wanted to give you another check-in. I'm in Wayne County. Have a good evening. Happy holiday.
All right, very good. Thanks for checking in. Sorry I butchered your call earlier, but thanks again for checking in. Always welcome here. Next on the list, November Oscar Romeo.
Good evening, Brett, and everyone on the net. This is NAWR. Name here is Ken in Kalamazoo County, specifically in Portage, Michigan. It's great to hear WD8AXB as well checking in tonight. I don't have much other than The Lions actually won today, and looking forward to Thursday watching with my wife and family. Hopefully the Lions will win again. Other than that, audio for everybody here tonight sounds fantastic. Conditions on 40 meters are beautiful tonight. With that, I'll hand it back to you. This is 98 NOR.
Any to NOR, Ken, thanks for joining us again. Looking forward to Thursday for sure. And we squeaked that one out today. But thanks for joining us, Ken. You're sounding good here at my location. Thanks for your comments. All right, next station is Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie.
Hello, Brett and everyone. This is WDAXB. Just a little south of Ken in Vicksburg, Michigan, in Kalamazoo County and District 5. And hello to Gary, even a little further north of me. So good to see Kalamazoo County represented here on the net today. Was hoping that KB9IAR would check in, but not yet. last night we had a schedule on 75 meters that took hams from Burr Oak and Portage and Vicksburg and Lawton and a portable station up near Manistee, and that station was running 20 watts and an unfed antenna, and the propagation was not totally steady last night, so 20 watts was maybe just enough to make the contact, but it wasn't enough for a steady contact, unfortunately. So we definitely had a network across Michigan trying to keep the hunter up north informed and aware that he can hang out with all his friends. Just because he leaves town, all he needs to do is take HF radio along with him. So we did that as an informal test, and for the most part it worked. The station in Portage and the station in Burr Oak were very loud to me. So that's about it. Yeah, I haven't heard anything else county news-wise here for Kalamazoo County. Was hoping to get some favorable news about emergency management and a new home for the EOC, but that didn't come out this week. Back to you, Brett, and we're trying to get another station from Portage on the air today, so when you take another standby, keep your ears open for KEA Romeo Foxtrot. Mm-hmm. And hello over to Jay, who I think might be up next. Back to you, Brett, from WDAXB.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in and your comments. Yeah, hopefully there'll be something situated for you guys for Kalamazoo County for sure. All right, we'll move along here. And Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Kilo Lima. Jay, you're up.
KBRXB and the Michigan ARPSC network is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. Jay and Ypsilanti. Well, good news to report. It's not new news necessarily, but about 3 months ago, we installed the 136.74 repeater just a couple of miles west of Ann Arbor. It's atop a 200-foot tower, atop 1,030 feet of elevation. So anyway, we're just lifting the antenna at about 1,200 feet above sea level. It is carrier access. There's nothing on the site to interfere with it, and it isn't seeing any strange input noise. So we'll run carrier access as long as we can. The repeater's been up for about 3 months.
It is full time late with the IRA, Independent Repeater Association network of linked repeaters. These repeaters, many of which are linked via RF paths, extend from up in Traverse City and Vanderbilt all the way down into Kalamazoo, Mount Pleasant, Lansing, Flint, and so forth. By bringing the 14674 online, that allowed the IRA to have reach into southeast Michigan, covering from Lansing down to Toledo, and from Detroit to just west of Jackson. It has a quadrant RF footprint, and it is battery-backed. The repeater can be broken off as a standalone machine, so DECs and ECs, if you need it for any drills or exercises, let me know and I'll give you the DTMF codes for that. The IRA network carries the noontime roundup net at noontime, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to the MTS, the Michigan VHF MTS traffic net on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m. So we have another traffic net in the area reaching across most of the state. And, of course, there's the ARRL News and the Amateur Radio Newsline on Tuesday and Thursday at noon, and again at noon on Sunday and Saturday. So a lot going on that network. It gives Southeast Michigan a reach into the IRA network that it never had before. And for those DECs and ECs that during drills you want to do digital modes across a wide area, the machine is fully capable, and I am happy with hearing the squawks and whatnot of VARA FM, MT63 packets, even radio teletype. We're open to any or all. So anyway, did want to let the folks know 146.74 is now linked into the IRA and available for use. Enjoy. WBH, PKL, back to that.
All right. WBATKL, Jay, thank you so much for that. That is good for the IRA to help out with that that area of the state. So very good to hear that. Be good for traveling too on that side. So thanks again for your comments and joining us this afternoon. All right, next on the list is Whiskey Alpha 8 Delta Bravo Victor.
Yeah, KBA, with the Alpha 8, Delta Bravo Victor. Name is Les, Lima, Echo, Sierra. And we just heard you in there, but never been on your net before. So we're kind of new here. We just got new listening to the comments. And you all sounded pretty good so far. So I wanted to say howdy to everybody and wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for letting me come in there. Appreciate that. So that's about all we have here. Kind of enjoying the weather, so it ain't got too cold yet. So other than that, we don't have any more comments. So KDH-RHC, this is Whiskey Alba 8, Delta Bravo Victor, back to you.
All right, very good, Les. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Good to have you aboard. Welcome here anytime. We're here every Sunday for the most part, exception for like the holiday weekends and stuff, but we're here typically at 5 p.m. local time. So either here or 39 or 32, right around there, but you're welcome anytime. All right, next on the list is Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha. Joe, you're up.
I'll tell you what about the division question, quite a lot to comment on here. It's nice to hear of all of the training and functions going on and folks getting their higher earth tactics and stuff and so it's nice to hear that. A lot of my stuff
good readable, primarily on better. I think there was only one station that squeaked. But the band's in pretty good shape. And Fred, I know you're right where you want to be. On a Sunday about this time, so good for you. And let's see, I think, well, the constant improvements going on to the Red Cross building's radio room here in Kent County, at the brand new Broadmoor location. That's connected to put laptops in that run on DC power. It's close of it, so if we lose AC, we don't have to worry about exhausting batteries, except for our backup batteries, which we're going to be putting a fourth one in. So we'll have four backup batteries in line, and the ability to keep the computers up with direct DC. So I can step, I'd like to thank Jay, should be the ACKO for info on that. So I know how to do it efficiently. The man said so, and that's what I'm going to do. Other than that, Brett, that's about all I've got. Signals, like I said, are pretty doggone good, and nice to hear everybody around the state and all the nice things happening. Back to you, Brett, and we'll catch you around later. WDUSA, over.
Thank you very much, Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Zero, but Joe, thanks so much for checking in this afternoon, and thanks for your comment. Good to hear you as well. Let's go ahead and take a quick standby. If there's anyone that wishes to join the net, please call KD8RHB at this time.
Anybody else? Call KD or HP.
none, want to thank everybody for checking in this afternoon. Everyone, be safe. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And good to hear you here in a couple weeks. So this is KDRHB. Close down the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net is closed. Close down out.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 42 degrees.
Testing. Not testing. Yes, it is. Yeah, just testing. Let's see if I can get in. I can. Roger. No, I just thought I'd key up and say I wasn't testing, so that's all. Anyhow. What's up? Nothing. Day keeps on going by too fast. Weekend's over already. I mean, you ain't kidding. Short week this week, and then it's December. I still got to burn up 8 days vacation, so, I mean, tough problem to have. But just end of the year already. I talked about retiring next year. Hoy. Oh, at least you get to retire. I would love to retire. Retire in good health, that is. I just, the industry is getting stupid.
Yep. Well, the key is eventually when you get up into that retirement age, say anywhere from, let's say, 55, 60, somewhere up around there. Either have yourself work done that you actually enjoy doing, or you can't wait to hang up your spurs. It's one or the other.
Yeah, it's mostly burnout. I'm just tired of constantly chasing the next thing. Burnout. With no break. But, well, it'll eventually get better. I don't know. We'll see. I try to use AI, but I think AI causes more problems than not.
That's the next great thing. The people that can actually, we've talked about this before, but there's AI, and then there's people that can effectively utilize it to accomplish a goal. And there's going to be a big difference between those that can just get something to spit out on AI and people that can actually learn it, how to manipulate it and use it to their advantage for something, a quality product. So learn that, and maybe you'll have a, your career will be somewhere there.
Yeah, it keeps on changing every day. That's the problem. It's like one day it's this one's better, one day that one's better, and hard to keep up with it. And then you got the management and the peers that are resisting it. And it's more of that thing. It's like everybody's worried that their job's going to get canceled or whatever. But, and then the young ones are not learning how to code right. You know, they're gonna grow up using AI all the time. So we're just going to see a clash. I mean, I'm predicting it. We're just going to see a clash of old ways and new ways. And hopefully I'll be out of there by then.
Well, that's the thing about progress. It never stops. My family, they were all railroad people, you know, turn of the century. And, you know, those jobs all went away with the advent of the automobile and, you know, carriages and buggies. And some adapted. Body by Fisher, I think they made carriages. They started making bodies for cars. Others didn't. But, you know, just always like that. One transitions into the next. And there'll be a new group of people come up that are good with the next big thing, and then you'll have the group trying to hang on. I remember when it ripped through the drafting with CAD, and you know, the guys that never took to CAD, you know, they're gone now. You know, the last of them. I don't know if there's anybody who picks up a pencil and works at a table anymore. But and it never ends. See, it happens. You know, what I do too. Remember when I started out, we were literally opening radios up and fixing them component level. Now that's hardly anything we do. We ship the radios in for a flat rate repair. We got far more to do on the other end. So you got to keep up with the stuff on the other end, or else you got to go to pasture. Ain't telling you nothing you don't know.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Like, the progress always happens, but yeah. Yeah, I think if I would just get a week off, I would be happy. But probably not going to have anything until Christmas time. But anyways, all right, I'm going to get off of here. I got to figure out, we haven't eaten dinner yet, so I'm going to figure out what we're going to do. That famous thing that ham radio operators do, figure out what to eat next. So I will listen out. KFAW.
Hey, that's my thing, man. Rota, restaurants on the air. Worked all restaurants. Oh, yeah. All right. Hopefully you bag a new one or something you need for worked all restaurants. Later. W8FU.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 41 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 39 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear. clear. 38 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 34 degrees.